The Kansas City Chiefs travel to Buffalo to take on the 5-3 Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Much like the Chiefs' last two opponents in the St. Louis Rams and the New York Jets, the Buffalo Bills are built along the strength of that defensive line. That front four was an investment of more than $155 million. That investment has paid off so far, considering the Bills rank second in the NFL in sacks with 28. Now, the Chiefs have found success against similar defenses by getting the ball out in space to DeAnthony Thomas to Travis Kelce, two players that excel out in space getting yards after the catch. Now, on the back end of that Bills defense, the guy you want to watch out for is Leotis McKelvin, the cornerback. He leads the team with 4 interceptions, and this is a Bills defense that has 18 takeaways so far this season. Now, one key area to watch for on that side of the ball is the Chiefs' offense is second in the NFL at converting third downs at 51.9%. Now, conversely, on the defensive side for the Bills, their third down defense ranks 5th in the NFL at only allowing 36.2% of third down conversions. On the offensive side of the ball, the Bills are led by veteran quarterback Kyle Orton, who has taken over the last 4 games for former starter EJ Manuel. Since the Bills have made that decision, they've won 3 of their last 4 games. Now, Kyle Orton comes in 32 years old, has been in the league for 10 years, and this is his 5th NFL team, and he's playing very well for the Bills. He's completing 67% of his passes with 9 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions. But more importantly, 2 of those 4 wins have come in form of a comeback. Against the Minnesota Vikings, Orton led a Bills offense 80 yards down the field in just over 3 minutes to win that game. There are some question marks coming into this game on Sunday. The most important one, receiver Sammy Watkins, the rookie from Clemson, who leads them in targets, yards, receptions, and touchdowns. He strained his groin on Wednesday. We don't yet know the severity, but whether or not Watkins is able to play on Sunday, you've got to think that this will be a factor in the game regardless. The Bills are banged up at the running back position as well. You have veteran CJ Spiller, who we know is not going to play as he recovers from a broken collarbone, but also Fred Jackson, who's been dealing with a groin injury, started practicing again this week, but we don't yet know his status for Sunday. Jackson is a huge part of their passing game and obviously their running game as well. It'll be interesting to see how the Bills handle this as Jackson comes back from that injury. One key area to watch in this game is when both of these teams get into the red zone. The Chiefs' offense ranks 4th in the NFL, scoring a touchdown on 70.4% of their drives inside the red zone, while the Bills' defense are allowing touchdowns on 63.2% of their drives, which ranks 24th in the NFL. You can pay attention to these storylines on Sunday as the Chiefs go for their 6th win of the season.